Hello. It's the 6th of August, 2019. Today we have Justice and the Five of Clubs reversed and the Star. War is over if you want it, sang John Lennon, but apparently we don't, because it isn't. The central issue today is conflict, or more specifically, avoiding one. The Five of Fire I refer to as wands if they're helping or clubs if they're hurting, very generally speaking, of course. Maybe. Sagittarius, Leo, Jupiter, Sun, and Aries. But that may not be entirely valid either, since there are certainly times when open conflict is healthy and beneficial. No one on this card is getting hurt in this diverse group of sparring humans, brandishing their clubs in a sort of mock battle. This card upright is a hearty and spirited exchange of ideas, even among teammates or co-workers, but nothing if not competitive. Everybody on this card is fighting to be heard. This is a petty, bitchy, annoying card. Restless, changeable five is never happy wherever they are. This looks like picking a fight to me, possibly through the legal system. Knock yourself out. Justice, number 11 in the Morgan Greer deck, and comfortably confident, scales and sword in hand, calmly assesses, makes, and stands by her decisions. Justice is blind, although she isn't on this card. Morgan Greer deck, although her blue hood does cover her ears, so today she seems to be deaf to all this BS. Which may be in her own head. The Five of Clubs can also mean internal conflict. Perhaps some recent decision you yourself made that you were so sure you thought was final, you are now second-guessing. Don't. Have you been fair in your dealings with others? Justice, Libra, Capricorn, Saturn, Venus, is about sowing and reaping. Justice wants not only justice for herself, but for all. And I don't want to hear these arguments. It's easier to agree to disagree, or at least a lot more peaceful. I almost get a ceasefire vibe out of this, if only. Like the nastier version of this card, the Five of Swords, there are no real winners in this conflict. Everyone is talking and no one is listening. The beautiful and peaceful Star, number 17 of the major arcana, is the card of hope after tragedy. The stars gently radiate over the naked maiden bathing at night in a ritual. Communing with the universe, Aquarius, of course. This is being able to find some measure of peace in this mess. The woman on the star needs no weapon. She is engaging in a personal communion, a peaceful contemplation. This is looking higher for answers that none of the Bickersons can seem to agree upon. This is, above all, a hopeful healing card of faith in the bigger picture. And I wouldn't worry about the lawsuit, but watch what you say from now on and who you say it to.